Let's now go to another story, same subject, but this is an interesting one as well. So we're talking about how farmers are trying to change and be flexible. Well, in the New South Wales Hunter Valley town of Dungog, which is very famous for everybody who knows their cricket, it's the place where Dougie Walters comes from. Right, so this is where Dungog is very famous, but also famous for its dairy industry. But the problem is there, like other parts of Australia, dairy farmers have had real troubles. Now, one of those who really had to confront what was taking place is Jamie Ellison. Now, Jamie's been a farmer. The family's been there for more than 100 years, 1,600 hectare property. And so they've had to change significantly. And you would not be surprised what they've had to do. G'day, Jamie. How are you going?
Not too bad, Ross.
Yeah, good. Very well. Thanks for calling in for us. Here's the interesting thing. We know about the price cuts for the milk solids. It's left farmers in Victoria and Tasmania in all sorts of debts right now. Your situation was you had to make some very hard decisions about the way in which you could make that farm become sustainable so the family could stay on that farm, didn't you?
Well, yes, but we have been in beef as well as dairy, but we had just two sides of it, of our farm, so beef and dairy.
And so what did you do? How long ago did you make this decision?
Oh, right back in the late 90s, really. I used to be on the board of dairy farmers in Sydney, so I was part of the decision-making to sell dairy farmers to Kieran. But that's another story. But at the time, I could see the power of the supermarkets just killing us in New South Wales. So just so powerful. So I had to make some decisions right back then. But we had a fair stake in the dairy industry with a lot of CapEx involved in it. So we did it over a number of years. We had a couple of dairies, and we sold one in 2008 and then closed this other one in just 12 months ago.
Hey, listen, I was going to ask you one funny question, an obvious question. Your life must be a lot happier now that you don't have to milk those cows every day, Jamie. I reckon that'd be one of the great things. At least the beef cattle, they don't require the same sort of intensive hands-on practices that the dairy cattle do.
Oh, yes, it is a different industry, but I haven't struck any dairy farmer that's given it away that really regrets the decision.
It's interesting. But then the second part about this is, it seems to me at least anyway, that milk really, it can be the subject of overproduction. We know that there's supposed to be a boom on milk products, particularly powder milk products in China right now. But that does not seem to come through to what's taking place at the dairy industry at the farm gate here in Australia. There's a clear separation, a distinction between what's happening in China and what's happening in Australia.
Oh, exactly. We've still got black and white heifers here, Ross. And the interesting thing is with 2 years ago, we sold black and white heifers to Russia. Last year, we sent them to Malaysia and Vietnam. And this year, the demand is still there from China and also Malaysia. So someone else seems to value our black and white heifers more than we do in Australia, which is sad.
It really is. Do you believe it's because there has been overproduction in Australia that the move to $1 milk has really, if you like, pushed it? Or what is it really that's caused it not to be valued as greatly here?
Well, if you go back to the late 90s, Australia and New Zealand hit about the 12 billion litre mark roughly at the same time. And Australia's back to 9 billion litres and New Zealand's about 20 billion and rising. So something's changed dramatically over that time.
Yeah.
In between that, of course, we've had the cycle of the mining that pushed our dollar through the stratosphere, and all the mining exposure just killed a lot of farming.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I'll tell you what, it's an interesting story. Jamie Ellison is a former dairy farmer from the town of Dungog near the Hunter Valley in New South Wales. And you can hear moved into beef cattle because you can see the writing on the wall that so many other farmers are suffering right now. Jamie, we appreciate your story here on the program tonight.
Pleasure, Ross.